It's time for the Weekend Travel Show. From airfare, hotels, cruises, worldwide destinations, to your own vacation, we've got you covered. Our call-in lines are open at 888-429-4334. And now, the Weekend Travel Show with Doug Parker.
Hey, what's up? I'm Doug Parker. Welcome to this special edition of the Weekend Travel Show, where we just returned from Carnival Sunshine, where Carnival Sunshine recently was Carnival Destiny. It got changed, a brand new overhaul, $155 million was dumped into the ship, and it resurfaced as Carnival Sunshine. And I just got off the ship. I was sailing with John Shallow from Cruise Addicts, and he's with me right now. Hey, John.
Hey, Doug.
So first off, John, what were your first impressions of Carnival Sunshine?
I thought the ship was beautiful. I thought it had a real clean, fresh decor to it compared to what it was before. This is a Destiny. And just really impressed with the large open spaces and all the different Sunship 2.0 options.
Now, we both sailed many of Carnival's older ships. So what was your feel when you first walked onto the ship? Because it's a big departure from the old Carnival ships.
Yeah, you know, everything's changed. I mean, I really thought, like I said, it was very clean and fresh. The spaces, like the casino area, from one end to the other was wide open. Everything, the signage was changed, you know. It's just got a real different feel to it compared to what it was before.
Yeah, and Carnival Sunshine, of course, here in Cape Canaveral year-round, sailing Port Canaveral, doing seven-night itineraries. And, John, I'm a Floridian. You're a Floridian. What do you think having a ship like Carnival Sunshine means for the Florida cruise industry?
I think it's great because it has different itinerary choices. You can take a short one. You can take a longer one. It goes up to, I think it's 4, 7, and even at 8 night. And I think it's great because the ship has so much to offer. I mean, it's got the largest water park of any Carnival ship in its whole fleet. It also is the only ship that has all of the Sunship 2.0 options. So I think it's great.
And while we were on the ship, John, you and I both had a chance to catch up with one of the executives over at Carnival Cruise Lines, Senior Vice President of Guest Operations, Mark Tamas. A lot going on with Carnival, and he's a very busy man, Mark, is because of Carnival Live just launched. Carnival just revamped their kids program. It used to be called Camp Carnival. Now it's Camp Ocean. That's from toddlers up to the youth program. And we had a chance to catch up with Mark, and here's our interview. Hanging out with Senior Vice President of Guest Operations for Carnival Cruise Lines, Mark Tamas. How's it going, brother?
Good, man.
Carnival Live had rolled out this month, actually, earlier in April. And for the folks who don't know what Carnival Live is, kind of explain that to us.
Sure. Carnival Live is two things. It's about bringing great rock and roll music on every ship across the fleet, and that's through these new bands that we have on every ship, and we're already almost across the fleet with that new initiative. The second is bringing really famous bands on to do a concert on the ships while the ships in port, either in Nassau, Cozumel, or Catalina Island. We have 49 concerts booked this year, and we debuted last week with Styx for two nights, sold out.
Nice.
This week for Kansas for two nights, sold out. Next week for REO Speedwagon, and then we literally roll on.
Rock on. And looking into 2014, how are the sailings looking? Like, if we were going to go on one of those sailings, would you suggest buying a ticket in advance?
Absolutely. In fact, we're seeing, depending upon the band, actually increasing demand. So I would definitely, if there's a band that you like, I would book that sailing and absolutely buy that ticket now.
Over 700,000 kids a year sail on Carnival Cruise Lines. You just recently announced today you're revamping the kids program to Camp Ocean. What kind of changes are we going to see compared to the current Camp Carnival?
So Camp Ocean is really about bringing to life this amazing youth programming in a nautical, marine kind of way, really bringing to life where we are, sailing the seven seas of the world, and in a really fun, memorable way, creating about 60% of the activities around marine and nautical life, and 40% just general fun for the kids.
How is Carnival evolving with technology? Like, you can't go to dinner these days without seeing a three-year-old with an iPad at the table. Is Carnival evolving with that kind of technology, with the gaming and the electronics and digitally?
You probably were at dinner with my family last night. Get off those cell phones.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, I won't say what brand, but they're all on it during dinner. Absolutely. Technology is important, and we'll always be current and try and be current and even a little bit advanced on our technology. But at the end of the day, Carnival is about relationships. It's about fun. It's about the people. And the more we can actually have the kids put down the cell phones and actually have fun with the parents, that's what this is about.
Carnival's going to have over over 600,000 guests on three ships out of right here in Port Canaveral, Carnival Sunshine, Carnival Liberty, and Carnival Sensation.
Right.
Why Port Canaveral? Is it because it's so appealing and close to, with the airlift into Orlando? Or
absolutely. I mean, Orlando is kind of the family mecca vacation spot of the world. So being part of that and having a lot of our family-focused ships, which all of our ships are, but some of this new programming coming out first on our Canaveral ship just makes sense for all the families that visit Orlando.
Awesome. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it, bud.
You're welcome. Thanks. See you soon.
Revolutionizing your radio. This is the Weekend Travel Show.
How many times have you said, "That'll never happen to us"? Vacations are a big investment with both time and money, and they should be protected. For over a decade, InsureMyTrip.com has been the online travel insurance leader, offering the best plans from the most trusted providers. Our licensed and award-winning customer service team makes sure you have the right coverage for your travel. To find out why over 98% of travelers would recommend InsureMyTrip, visit InsureMyTrip.com.
You're listening to The Weekend Travel Show, online at WeekendTravelShow.com.
All right, and we're back. Joining me is my guest co-host, John Shallow from Cruise Addicts. And John, before the break, we were talking about all the hardware on the ship. But let's get down to the brass tacks. Let's talk about the food on Carnival Sunshine. I've been on this ship a number of nights, and this is your first time sailing on it. So what was your thoughts? I'm just going to ask you, because everyone knows my thoughts already.
I was really impressed with the overall amount of food. I mean, as you're walking around, you're immediately you see Guy's Burger Joint, you see the taco bar, you see the taste bar where they have they're offering all these tastes of especially restaurant items. Mm-hmm. It was incredible compared to what it was before. I mean, you have a lot more free offerings.
As far as the taste bar, let's go back to that for a second, because what the taste bar is, for the people who aren't familiar with the concept, is Carnival has a few specialty restaurants on board Carnival Sunshine, some of them for a fee, and some of them are actually included in the cruise fare. Basically, the taste bar kind of highlights the food from these different specialty restaurants. Like one night, we had Nona's Meatballs, which is their specialty restaurant, the Italian venue called Cucina del Capitano, and the meatballs were amazing, and the food actually in Cucina is amazing too. John, I have to ask you this, because this is one thing that everybody talks about regarding Carnival's Fun Ship 2.0. What did you think of Guy's Burger Joint, which is after celebrity chef Guy Fieri?
You know, everybody was talking about it, and I've heard so much about it before coming on Sunshine, so it was something I wanted to try. So after our day in Freeport, I saw that there wasn't a big line, and I tried it. And, you know, at first appearance, I thought this might be another burger, but then when I tried it, it truly lived up to all of the pomp and circumstance as far as that this burger was so good, because it actually really, really was. So that was a great surprise. Even the fries were really good. So yes, it is true. The Guy's Burger Joint burgers are great.
Yeah, I would say one of the best burgers at sea for sure. Also on board, Carnival has different entertainment venues. And when I say entertainment, I mean like bars and pubs. But they have the Red Frog Pub, the Blue Iguana Cantina Bar, and the Red Frog Rum Bar, which both of those are located on the Lido deck. But they have their own signature beer on board called Thirsty Frog Red. And John, I'm not sure if you were I know you're kind of a beer drinker, because we ordered 101 ounces of it one night. What did you think of their signature beer?
It was really good. I'd never tried it before, and then obviously we tried it out. I even took a picture of it, and it was great. I mean, it just had a nice flavor to it, and obviously we liked it. The Red Frog Pub is awesome. It really creates an environment to, that's something, I mean, that's the whole idea is, you know, you go into this Red Frog Pub and it really relaxes you. You almost forget you're on a ship. And then you try something unique like the Thirsty Frog Red. And it was just really, really good.
Just catty corner from the Red Frog Pub is the Alchemy Bar. And that's kind of it used to be a wine bar, but they kind of did a revamp. And I always have a hard time explaining what the Alchemy Bar is, John, but it's basically, would you call it like a mixology bar? How would you explain it?
Yeah, you know, it has, they call it passion potions and all these different special concoctions. I mean, just your not normal drinks. But the reality of it is it's just incredible. It's just a lot of good things that where they create drinks that you might not normally see, if, you know, down the street from your house. They all have different, you know, some for romance and different solutions. I think we tried the Martini Seduction So yeah, just something out of the ordinary with all these different unique ingredients and presentation. And you know, it was definitely one of the most popular places on board the ship.
I would have to say it. I was watching them make a couple of your drinks, and I don't know what the drink is called, but they were using fire to make it. That was kind of cool. They lit like an orange on fire, didn't they?
Yeah, it was the Martini Seduction.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure how they did it, but they were like warming up the orange peel, and then before you know it, it just flared up.
Yeah, so I think whenever you an orange has these different acids in it, and whenever you squeeze it like that, I think it kind of just spits the acids out, and it makes some kind of flammable thing. I have no clue how that works. Joining us now is Sherry Laskin. What do you think about the food on the ship?
On the Carnival Sunshine, I think I like the taste bar. It's usually about food, and I think that's a great concept just have the little introduction of what all the little specialty restaurants have to offer. Last night, they had Nona's meatballs and these little crostinis with some lemon ricotta cheese and a little tomato on top and some arugula. And it's a really great way to find out what's cooking in the restaurants.
What do you think makes Port Canaveral such a draw?
Well, I live here, so that's, you know.
Well, that's why I'm asking you, because you do live here, so why is that? I'm not editing this, so just keep talking.
Oh, fantastic. Great again. It's just such a convenient location. You know, you've got Orlando an hour away. You've got Kennedy Space Center a half hour away. You've got Cocoa Beach just down the road with, you know, Ron John's 24 hours a day shopping. It's a really neat, it's like old Florida in a way, because you don't have all the hubbub of Vero South. It becomes crazy. So it's quieter. It's people are friendly, and you can go a half hour west and end up in the top of the Everglades. You could stop at the fish camp there and get fried anything and take an airboat ride.
There's a lot to do, like with that and NASA and everything all around the area. And I guess the lift into Orlando is pretty high too.
It is.
High passenger count and really easy to get to.
It is. It's simple. And just about every city has a nonstop flight into Orlando, every major city. It's become a really big hub, and it's a great airport. Not that I use it, but I do pick people up there on occasion, and it's really a simple two steps from the plane to the tram.
What is like an hour from here from Orlando Airport, or under an hour, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a straight shot from the port to, well, MCO or Orlando International Airport. It's just barely an hour. It's just you hop on the B line or the beach line now, and you're just right here.
Sherry Laskin of CruiseMaven.com. Thank you, my dear.
Thanks, Doug. See you later.
So, John, I have to say one of the cool things on Carnival Sunshine, and you know, I'm not a big water park person. In fact, I think the last water park I went to was in 2006 at Wet n Wild down there off I Drive in Orlando, Florida. But I'll have to say that this Carnival Waterworks in the water park they have on the ship, with three like just kick butt slides, and the whole water park experience was pretty dang cool. What do you think?
It was incredible. I mean, you can clearly see it's the largest water park on board any Carnival ship. We actually sailed on Carnival Dream not too long ago, and there's no comparison. And I like the portion that goes over, actually, like, goes over the water.
Yeah, it protrudes like 5 or 8 feet off the side of the ship, which is really neat.
Oh, yeah. The whole thing's just impressive.
But not only is the water park there, because that's on the aft end of the ship. When I say aft, I mean the back end of the ship for you non-nautical folks. But if you move forward, or the front of the ship, you have the three-deck Carnival's Serenity is what they've branded it. It's adults only, no kids allowed. You have to be over 21, I believe, to go in there. But, John, this is not any just adult area of the ship. This has a three-story waterfall on a cruise ship. It's pretty cool. What were your thoughts of Serenity?
I thought it was incredible. I think it's one of those elements I want to see them add to, like, all the ships, because it's just so great. And obviously the waterfall as a centerpiece creates a real relaxing environment. And then as you kind of explore, because that's the first thing you see, and as you go up to the different levels and you even get to the forward of the ship, you realize how large it is. I mean, there's beds in there and different clamshell seats. It's very relaxing and much larger than it first appears.
So since you sailed Carnival Dream last summer, and the Serenity area is about in the same area as Carnival Dream and Carnival Sunshine, kind of compare and contrast that for us.
Well, in the Dream, you have the water park is actually on the forward part of the ship with near the Serenity deck, kind of where the waterfall is on the Sunshine. And then you have the Serenity deck that goes all the way forward. On the Serenity, you have three decks of Serenity, And then you have the waterfall, of course. So it's just a much, much larger area, and it's all by itself. There's really no reason to be up there in the surrounding area unless you're actually going to enjoy that part of the ship. And because of the space, it's just it really just offers a serene space.
And one of the other things I noticed, John, about the Serenity area is people were saying, oh, my gosh, it's right there where the DJ's playing the music and all that. But if you take that Serenity deck right there where the waterfall is and you take it all the way forward as far as you can go, you can hear no music whatsoever. It's all, I mean, if you were at sea, the only thing you'd hear is the wind between your ears.
I agree, Doug. I mean, it's really, really secluded.
And on this sailing, it was actually kind of a surprise and a shock to me because my doctor was sailing, and the running joke was, I can't travel without my doctor because I'm so mentally unstable. So we had a chance to talk to Mr. Ed McDonough and his wife Jackie during the sailing. So we'll hear that interview right now. Here with our chief medical correspondent for Cruise Radio, Ed McDonough. Dude, we've been trying to cruise together for the past like 4 years. We finally got to do it.
I had a great time. We just need more time.
I know. These two-day cruises is just a tease. But a two-day cruise, it kind of, what did you think of Carnival Sunshine? This is like my 27th night on this ship. So I have my opinions, but I want to hear yours.
My opinion is this was too short. This is a two-day cruise for us. Shortest one we've ever had, actually. I'd like to try a larger cruise. Otherwise, I love the ship. It's a bigger ship than we're used to. My only complaint, I guess, was all the walking because we had a back cabin. I'd much prefer to have probably a midship cabin with a balcony, of course. And that's my only complaint.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. But you were on Carnival Liberty last year, and the ship was pretty much identical to what this ship used to look like. So kind of go back to your cruise on Carnival Victory. I said Liberty, I think. But go back to Carnival Victory and then compare that ship to this ship in the new public spaces. What did you think of the transformation?
One thing I've noticed is that the spaces are much more open. They seem to have taken the walls out. And it seems larger. I really love the theater, which is something, I don't remember if the Victory has a theater or not.
As far as the food venues on here, I passed you yesterday. You were eating a Guy's Burger joint. What were your thoughts? It was your first one, right?
It was, and that burger was awesome. It was huge. The toppings bar was great. You could do it yourself, and I'm pretty picky. We didn't have any of the specialty meals, but we did try the tasting bar. Mm-hmm. Tonight they had, it was from the steakhouse.
Fahrenheit 555, I think.
Yeah. And they had some kind of ribs, battered ribs or something like that, and they were great. Last night they had some meatballs, I think it was the Italian, and both of them were fantastic. I would probably pay to do it on a longer cruise.
It's no secret that you and I love the bars. What is your favorite venue on here? So many were added with the Red Frog Pub, the Blue Iguana Tequila Bar, Alchemy Bar, Library Bar. Like, which one did you like and why?
I think probably the Tequila Bar and the Rum Bar.
On Lido, okay.
yes. Mostly, I think, because of location. I tend to like rum. My wife likes tequila, so it worked out great for both of us. They were so much fun. I would say actually almost comparable to Senior Frogs. Almost.
Almost, okay. Well, and your gorgeous wife, Jackie's hanging in the wings here. Jackie, what did you think of Carnival Sunshine?
I have had a really good time. It's a beautiful ship. It's all new and remodeled. I love that part about it. I love all the Blue Iguana. I'm a great tequila fan, and the Mexican food was just phenomenal.
I know you love the casino. Was it good to you this sailing, or...?
Oh, you know, for about 15 minutes, like usual.
What was your favorite food venue on the ship so far? I know it's only been a two-day cruise, so you haven't gotten to check out everything, but what you've got to check out, what have you enjoyed?
Well, we always enjoy the main dining room. We always enjoy what goes on there. But, again, I'm going to go back to the Blue Iguana Cantina. We love Mexican food, and that was really amazing with the fresh tortillas and all the toppings that you can put on yourself. We like that the best, I think.
Rock on. And you were also on Victory last year. What were your thoughts as far as the transformation? If you go back to Victory, and this area we're sitting in right now was like an old coffee shop on Victory. Now we're just in this big open area. What are your thoughts of the transformation?
The Sunshine is a gorgeous ship. Everything is bright and airy and large and open. I really like that about the ship. We've just had a really good time here today.
And these two-night sailings, they're such teasers. Has this hooked you to come back on Carnival Sunshine for a longer cruise?
I think absolutely. That was really our goal. We came here, just the three of us, to see if it would be something we would do with our extended family, which is more like 8 or 10 of us at a time. Uh-huh. And absolutely, we would be back.
What do you think, Ed?
I would like for them to do more of these teasers because it really is a good idea. You know, you're not sure if you want to spend the money and go on a longer cruise. And yeah, absolutely, we do. We want to come back. We're planning another one in about a month and a half, 2 months, and this might be where we'll go. I wish they just would do more of these. I like the idea.
Yeah, rock on. Well, Ed, Jackie McDonough from Jacksonville, Florida, you got one more thought. I know you want to say it. Go ahead.
No. Rock on.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you very much.
Very nice. Well, John, I could talk about Carnival Sunshine all day long because it really is one of my favorite Carnival ships, and I think proof of that is the fact that on our sailing, that was night number 27 and 28 for me aboard Carnival Sunshine. So I'm going to toss this question off to you and say, give me your final thoughts on Carnival Sunshine.
Well, Doug, I thought the interior, the new interior design was just really beautiful. Obviously, I talked about the large spaces. I mean, it just really, really feels like you're on a floating resort. The slide, I just can't wait to bring my kids and have them, you know, attack the water park. And also, Gigi's Asian Kitchen was amazing. I mean, everything from the presentation, the short ribs we tried was just out of this world. I mean, just the, you know, it felt like you weren't on a ship. It was like really, really fine dining, you know, Asian food.
Yeah, it's very much like a, if someone said, I don't know if it was you or not, was it you talking about the restaurant in San Diego? It kind of was compared to that, or San Francisco?
Yeah, it was actually San Francisco in Chinatown. That's the closest thing that I had to compare it to. And to have that quality on board a ship was just really impressive. That's the, you know, your brain goes back to when you last had the meal that good. And that was the closest reference.
And you can find out everything about Carnival Sunshine by going to the show notes at weekendtravelshow.com. Also, John, if you want to find out about Cruise Addicts, where can we find you online?
It's at cruise-addicts.com.
Very good. My guest co-host, John Shallow. I'm Doug Parker. Thank you for being here, and we'll see you next Saturday. God bless.